flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got somebody on the phone, Josh? Is there? You said somebody's on the phone and wants to chat with me for my birthday?
Yeah, someone wanted to call in and chime in on the birthday celebration real quick.
All right.
Well, the night is over, brand new day is here. Hey, Shaletta, it's that time of year to wish happy, happy birthday to you. Well, now, oh, sister girl, you are the best. You are better than all the rest. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Well, now, have a fine, fantastic, fabulous day. Do whatever you want to do. See what you want to see. It's your birthday. So happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you so much, T. Michael Rambo. How special do I feel? I get my own song from the one and only T. Michael Rambo, Twin Cities own, Rondo's own. Oh, my God. Thank you for hanging out with me. This is so amazing. Oh, I'm full. I'm full.
You are worthy and deserving, thought the world of, and truly loved by so many, and you bring so much light and so much joy. And I have to say that you are something to behold, and you are a blessing and a gift to all your listeners and the Twin Cities overall. So thank you for being you.
Oh, thank you. And I tell you, we were so blessed this week at the Westminster Town Hall Forum with your gift, hearing you sing and entertain. I mean, people was happy to hear you. They was crying because they got emotional. It's just I just need to know, how are you able to maintain your voice and hold on to that? Because you be singing your heart out and then get to talking and laughing. I'm like, I would need a warm compress and a cough drop. And he is over here just having him a good old time. How do you do that? You just have such a great gift.
Well, I thank you, and I have to acknowledge that it is truly that it is a gift from the divine and the perfect, and I have known for some time that when you have a gift, you have to share it, and that's the way you hold on to it, by giving it away. And that's why I wanted to call and share that impromptu song selection that I created just for you in the moment, because you are that sort of person that is worthy and deserving of all that, a bag of chips, a Dove bar, and a T-shirt.
Well, I just love you, and I can't thank you enough for calling in. You have an amazing weekend, and thank you for blessing me.
You are more than welcome. You as well. Take care.
All right. And speaking of blessing me, I cannot tell you how grateful I am for the folks at AARP Minnesota. We have partnered together on so many initiatives just in the past couple of years, whether it is financial literacy or caregiving. They always make sure that when they are doing things and they are educating people, they are out in community. They make it inclusive. They make it easy to get to. They make it easy to understand. They make it easy to access. So if you can drive, they have events where you can come to. And for those folks who can't get out or don't want to get out, they make it virtual. And so I've been a part of all of those. And it's just amazing to see the community connection, the community engagement, and how they use AARP Minnesota to make sure that everyone has the information, the resources, and the tools they need to live better lives. And so I'm just grateful that Miss Kathy McClear is here in the studio, in the flesh, not in a box. It's so nice to see people in real life. I'm like, oh, she's not in a little box on my computer screen. Hey, girl.
Hello. And it is a gift to be here with you today, Shaletta. And happy birthday.
Thank you, girl. We are the same age.
We are.
Hey. Okay, now when do you turn 53?
Next year. So, because you're turning 52 today.
I'm turning 52 today. Yeah, so you turn 52 in
August.
Okay. All right. Yep. Okay. Okay. So we have to celebrate again. So now you at my job on my birthday. So in August, I'm going to come on over to AARP Minnesota and I'm going to hang out with you for your birthday. So it's just, we got to reciprocate that.
You're welcome anytime. We'll have you anytime, Shaletta.
Now, this is your first time actually being in the studio on the Shaletta Show. You got to tell folks who are not familiar with you what your role is over at AARP.
Yeah, so I'm the state director for AARP Minnesota.
Okay, now what does that mean?
Well, I lead a team of eight, and we work on behalf of the 50-plus all across Minnesota to empower them to choose how they live as they age. And so we do that through our advocacy work. We do that through our community engagement work. And we also empower our hundreds of volunteers across the state to help us do that good work.
And I have been at your events, and when I say empowered, that's exactly what it looks like. The folks, the older Minnesotans who come to your events, who sign up for your workshops, they walk in knowledgeable. They walk in with questions. They walk in with information. And I know that is the goal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you said it perfectly. Our goal is to provide resources and information to people to help them live their best lives. And of course, through our advocacy work as well. But that's the biggest piece is information and resources.
Now, talking about information and resources, I've got Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. And I called over to y'all just kind of talking about the event and, you know, because you all do a lot at the legislature and you work a lot with our elected officials on behalf of older Minnesotans, just to kind of get some tips. You know, because I'm not a legislature person. That's not my thing. Unless the kids are going there for a field trip and I'm chaperoning, I'm not up at the legislature like that. And so we're just chatting it up, me and your team, and, you know, about Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, which is coming up on February 16th. And y'all jumped right in and said, how can we help? How can we support? And I'm thinking, wait a minute. This is a Black Entrepreneurs Day event. How can AARP play a role in helping small business owners? And then you start explaining to me about, you know, legislation that you're trying to champion and how entrepreneurs need to understand and learn how to save for later. Because the way you work at 25 or 35 or 45 to get your business off the ground is not the way you can work at 65 and 75 and 85. So talk to me about how AARP helps business owners.
Sure. Well, first of all, we're really thrilled and truly honored to be a part of your event for Black Entrepreneurs Day on the Hill. And one of the reasons we do this is because we know that small businesses are just critical to our local and state economy. We also know that older founders, so those who are 50 and older, they own half of U.S. small businesses, and they are the most experienced and the most successful among other owners. Yet, and I don't have to tell you this, yet older small business owners of color face additional challenges and barriers. that can really inhibit their success, such as access to training or access to capital. And ageism even impacts older entrepreneurs when it comes to accessing capital. And so that's why we felt it was really important for us to be a part of this event.
And you were talking to me about some legislation and some things that you will be championing, and you want to make sure that entrepreneurs know about it. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, Kathy and I are going to continue that discussion next. I tell you, it is just overwhelming. My cup is so full from all the folks who have called and left messages on my Facebook and Twitter pages. Kathy Werzer sent flowers to the house. I have just been so blessed today. And I'm continuing to be blessed because Kathy McClear with AARP is joining me in the studio. And you will be at Black Entrepreneurs Day as a partner, talking to these small business owners about a couple of things. One of them is Secure Choice. It passed last year. It's going into effect in 2025. Talk to us about that and what you'll be telling the business owners on that day.
Really invested in making sure that those small business owners and their employees have the tools and the resources to retire with financial security. And so during the 2023 legislative session, AARP was really instrumental in advocating for and passing a state administrated retirement savings plan. It's called Secure Choice. And it will help workers save for their future. So you may not know this, but right now, 750,000 workers in Minnesota lack access to a retirement plan on the job. And we also know that workers of color are the least likely to have access to a retirement plan. We also know that workers who have access to a retirement plan on the job through their job, they are 20 times more likely to save for the future. And so what Secure Choice will do, it is a private-public partnership, an individual retirement plan, so an IRA that has private investments, but it's overseen by the Minnesota Board of State Investments, and employers, so businesses that have five or more employees who do not currently offer a retirement plan, they'll be required to enroll their employees in this state plan starting January 2025. Now, the plan is voluntary for workers, but it's super easy for businesses to administer, and it doesn't cost the business a thing. And so this is going to go a long way toward small businesses who haven't been able to offer their employees a retirement plan to be able to do so and help them plan for that financial security that they need.
And, you know, that is a game changer because someone is making a decision about where they want to work. And a lot of times small business owners are knocked out of the box, not because the person doesn't want to work there or the salary isn't there, but because they can't save for their retirement. They can't save for the future. And so this helps to level the playing field, right?
Absolutely. It will level the playing field for small businesses, especially businesses owned by people of color, so that they can attract and retain high caliber employees. And again, we know that these small businesses are just so critical to the local and state economy. So this will be a game changer for sure.
Also, paid family medical leave passed last year, goes into effect in 2026. How is that going to impact small businesses?
Yeah, so we're also committed to supporting small business owners and their employees who are caregiving. We know that most people at some time in their life will be a caregiver. And right now, about 73% of workers are likely providing care to a child or sometimes both, an adult in their family. And balancing those caregiving responsibilities along with being an employee, being in the workforce, can be so challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why AARP, we advocated and helped pass paid family medical leave. And here's the thing that most people may not know, but Minnesota's paid family leave will be one of the most equitable in the nation, and it will help correct some of those disparities in Minnesota by helping those workers with the financial security they need and helping businesses retain the workers and attract new talent so that those employees who do have caregiving responsibilities will be able to take time off of work without sacrificing a paycheck to be able to care for their loved ones.
I am so glad that we have this information, because who knew? And when small business owners are looking to the future or trying to figure things out, whether they'll have this available, I'm so glad that you all will be coming and being a part of Black Entrepreneurs Day and letting them know that this information is coming down the pipe. It's available to them and their employees. You know, for me, Kathy, it's all about access and information. If you don't have the information, you can't access it. And how are you going to plan for something if you don't know it's available? And so I'm just so glad that you'll be there that day, that you'll be educating our small business owners, and you'll also be in the rotunda for the rally. Have you thought about what you're going to tell the small business owners when you get a chance to connect with them?
Yeah, well, I'm going to share some of this really important information that we've just been talking about. You know, another thing to note on paid family medical leave, that, you know, the costs are shared for that between the employees and their and the employer. And there's premium support for small business employers. And so some of those key pieces of information on how we can support small businesses going forward. So we're just thrilled to be part of it.
I am, too. I swear to you, I did not think when I was putting this thing together to even call you and say, hey, let's find a way for AARP to partner with me to help put on Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. Come and talk to these business owners. I knew that at 52, I'm just starting out with my business, and a lot of the women in my circle, like you said, to your point, who are over 50, who have been in corporate America and who decided instead of fighting for a seat at the table, I'm going to build my own table. We have a talent, right? We have a skill set that, you know, proved to be needed in corporate America, and we're taking that and making it work for us, but we're not necessarily, Kathy, business owners. Like, you start talking about balance sheets and scaling and employees and paid family medical leave and secure choice. I'm a broadcaster. I just want to do my little podcast, right? But these are all things that I need to know if I'm going to have a successful and a productive business, if I'm going to grow and expand my business, and if I want to make sure I have something solid and a firm foundation to pass along to my children.
Yeah. And the other thing I should add is that we also have tremendous online resources. So if you go to AARP.org and just in that little search bar, type in small business resources, we're really committed to elevating the success of minority owned businesses. So that online Small Business Resource Center, it includes a curated list of funding opportunities, programs and resources that can support Black and other minority owned businesses. And so I would encourage, beyond coming to Black Entrepreneurs Day on the Hill, if there's a small business, minority owned business owner out there, go to that online Small Business Resource Center on AARP.org, because there is just so much information that you can find to help you access some of those resources that maybe have not been available to you in the past.
And thank you so much for making that available, for making it intentional. And that's what Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol is all about. It's about being intentional. It's about making sure that these stories are highlighted, that these concerns are addressed, that these struggles are explained so that some legislation can be passed, some political, some financial, and some social capital can be extended to people who have not traditionally gotten those opportunities. So, Kathy McClear, girl, I just, from the bottom of my toenail, thank you so much for being there, for not only joining me in helping these businesses, but being actually a part of it, staying for the day, talking to the business owners, pointing them in the direction of the resources, giving them the information that they need to make better choices for their companies.
Well, we're really honored to be a part of it. So thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome. We got somebody on the phone, Josh. Is there? You said somebody's on the phone and wants to chat with me for my birthday?
Yeah, someone wanted to call in and chime in on the birthday celebration real quick.
All right.
Well, the night is over. Brand new day is here. Hey, Shaletta, it's that time of year to wish happy birthday to you. Well, now, oh, sister girl, you are the best. You are better than all the rest. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Well, now, have a fine, fantastic, fabulous day. Do whatever you want to do. See what you want to see. It's your birthday, so happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, T. Michael Rambo. How special do I feel? I get my own song from the one and only T. Michael Rambo, Twin Cities own, Rondo's own. Oh, my God. Thank you for hanging out with me. This is so amazing. Oh, I'm full. I'm full.
You are worthy and deserving, thought the world of, and truly loved by so many, and you bring so much light and so much joy. And I have to say that you are something to behold, and you are a blessing and a gift to all your listeners and the Twin Cities overall. So thank you for being you.
Oh, thank you. And I tell you, we were so blessed this week at the Westminster Town Hall Forum with your gift, hearing you sing and entertain. I mean, people was happy to hear you. They was crying because they got emotional. It is just I just need to know, how are you able to maintain your voice and hold on to that? Because you be singing your heart out and then get to talking and laughing. I'm like, I would need a warm compress and a cough drop. And he is over here just having him a good old time. How do you do that? You just have such a great gift.
Well, I thank you, and I have to acknowledge that it is truly that it is a gift from the divine and the perfect, and I have known for some time that when you have a gift, you have to share it, and that's the way you hold on to it, by giving it away. And that's why I wanted to call and share that impromptu song selection that I created just for you in the moment, because you are that sort of person that is worthy and deserving of all that, a bag of chips, a Dove bar, and a T-shirt.
Well, I just love you, and I can't thank you enough for calling in. You have an amazing weekend, and thank you for blessing me.
You are more than welcome. You as well. Take care.
All right. And speaking of blessing me, I cannot tell you how grateful I am for the folks at AARP Minnesota. We have partnered together on so many initiatives just in the past couple of years, whether it is financial literacy or caregiving. They always make sure that when they are doing things and they are educating people, they are out in community. They make it inclusive. They make it easy to get to. They make it easy to understand. They make it easy to access. If you can drive, they have events where you can come to. And for those folks who can't get out or don't want to get out, they make it virtual. And so I've been a part of all of those. And it's just amazing to see the community connection, the community engagement, and how they use AARP Minnesota to make sure that everyone has the information, the resources, and the tools they need to live better lives. And so I'm just grateful that Miss Kathy McClear is here in the studio, in the flesh, not in a box. It's so nice to see people in real life. I'm like, oh, she's not in a little box on my computer screen. Hey, girl.
Hello. And it is a gift to be here with you today, Shaletta. And happy birthday.
Thank you, girl. We are the same age.
We are.
Hey. Okay, now when do you turn 53?
Next year. So, because you're turning 52 today.
I'm turning 52 today. Yeah. So you turn 52 in
August.
Okay. All right. Yep. Okay. So we have to celebrate again. So now you at my job on my birthday. So in August, I'm going to come on over to AARP Minnesota and I'm going to hang out with you for your birthday. So it's just, we got to reciprocate that.
You're welcome anytime. We'll have you anytime, Shaletta.
Now, this is your first time actually being in the studio on the Shaletta Show. You got to tell folks who are not familiar with you what your role is over at AARP.
Yeah, so I'm the state director for AARP Minnesota.
Okay, now what does that mean?
Well, I lead a team of 8, and we work on behalf of the 50-plus all across Minnesota to empower them to choose how they live as they age. And so we do that through our advocacy work. We do that through our community engagement work. And we also empower our hundreds of volunteers across the state to help us do that good work.
And I have been at your events, and when I say empowered, that's exactly what it looks like. The folks, the older Minnesotans who come to your events, who sign up for your workshops, they walk in knowledgeable. They walk in with questions. They walk in with information. And I know that is the goal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you said it perfectly. Our goal is to provide resources and information to people to help them live their best lives. And of course, through our advocacy work as well. But that's the biggest piece is information and resources.
Now, talking about information and resources, I've got Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. And I called over to y'all just kind of talking about the event and, you know, because you all do a lot at the legislature and you work a lot with our elected officials on behalf of older Minnesotans, just to kind of get some tips, you know, because that's not, I'm not a legislature person. That's not my thing. Unless the kids are going there for a field trip and I'm chaperoning, I'm not up at the legislature like that. And so we're just chatting it up, me and your team, and, you know, about Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, which is coming up on February 16th. And y'all jumped right in and said, how can we help? How can we support? And I'm thinking, wait a minute. This is a Black Entrepreneurs Day event. How can AARP play a role in helping small business owners? And then you start explaining to me about, you know, legislation that you're trying to champion and how entrepreneurs need to understand and learn how to save for later, because the way you work at 25 or 35 or 45 to get your business off the ground is not the way you can work at 65 and 75 and 85. So talk to me about how AARP helps business owners.
Sure. Well, first of all, we're really thrilled and truly honored to be a part of your event for Black Entrepreneurs Day on the Hill. And one of the reasons we do this is because we know that small businesses are just critical to our local and state economy. We also know that older founders, so those who are 50 and older, they own half of U.S. small businesses, and they are the most experienced and the most successful among other owners. Yet, and I don't have to tell you this, yet older small business owners of color face additional challenges and barriers that can really inhibit their success, such as access to training or access to capital. And ageism even impacts older entrepreneurs when it comes to accessing capital. And so that's why we felt it was really important for us to be a part of this event.
And you were talking to me about some legislation and some things that you will be championing, and you want to make sure that entrepreneurs know about it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, Kathy and I are going to continue that discussion next. I tell you, it is just overwhelming. My cup is so full from all the folks who have called and left messages on my Facebook and Twitter pages. Kathy Werzer sent flowers to the house. I have just been so blessed today. And I'm continuing to be blessed because Kathy McClear with AARP is joining me in the studio. And you will be at Black Entrepreneurs Day as a partner, talking to these small business owners about a couple of things. One of them is secure choice. It passed last year. It's going into effect in 2025. Talk to us about that and what you'll be telling the business owners on that day.
Really invested in making sure that those small business owners and their employees have the tools and the resources to retire with financial security. And so during the 2023 legislative session, AARP was really instrumental in advocating for and passing a state administrated retirement savings plan. It's called Secure Choice, and it will help workers save for their future. So you may not know this, but right now, 750,000 workers in Minnesota lack access to a retirement plan on the job. And we also know that workers of color are the least likely to have access to a retirement plan. We also know that workers who have access to a retirement plan on the job through their job, they are 20 times more likely to save for the future. And so what Secure Choice will do, it is a private-public partnership, an individual retirement plan, so an IRA that has private investments, but it's overseen by the Minnesota Board of State Investments, and employers, so businesses that have five or more employees who do not currently offer a retirement plan, they'll be required to enroll their employees in this state plan starting January 2025. Now, the plan is voluntary for workers, but it's super easy for businesses to administer, and it doesn't cost the business a thing. And so this is going to go a long way toward small businesses who haven't been able to offer their employees a retirement plan to be able to do so and help them plan for that financial security that they need.
And, you know, that is a game changer, because someone is making a decision about where they want to work. And a lot of times small business owners are knocked out of the box, not because the person doesn't want to work there or the salary isn't there, but because they can't save for their retirement. They can't save for the future. And so this helps to level the playing field, right?
Absolutely. It will level the playing field for small businesses, especially businesses owned by people of color, so that they can attract and retain high caliber employees. And again, we know that these small businesses are just so critical to the local and state economy. So this will be a game changer for sure.
Also, paid family medical leave passed last year, goes into effect in 2026. How is that going to impact small businesses?
Yeah, so we're also committed to supporting small business owners and their employees who are caregiving. We know that most people at some time in their life will be a caregiver. And right now, about 73% of workers are likely providing care to a child or sometimes both, an adult in their family. And balancing those caregiving responsibilities along with being an employee, being in the workforce, can be so challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why AARP, you know, again, we advocated and helped pass paid family medical leave. And here's the thing that most people may not know, but Minnesota's paid family leave will be one of the most equitable in the nation, and it will help correct some of those disparities in Minnesota by helping those workers with the financial security they need and helping businesses retain the workers and attract new talent so that those employees who do have caregiving responsibilities will be able to take time off of work without sacrificing a paycheck to be able to care for their loved ones.
I am so glad that we have this information, because who knew? And when small business owners are looking to the future or trying to figure things out, whether they'll have this available, I'm so glad that you all will be coming and being a part of Black Entrepreneurs Day and letting them know that this information is coming down the pipe. It's available to them and their employees. You know, for me, Kathy, it's all about access and information. If you don't have the information, you can't access it. And how are you going to plan for something if you don't know it's available? And so I'm just so glad that you'll be there that day, that you'll be educating our small business owners, and you'll also be in the rotunda for the rally. Have you thought about what you're going to tell the small business owners when you get a chance to connect with them?
Yeah, well, I'm going to share some of this really important information that we've just been talking about. You know, another thing to note on paid family medical leave, that, you know, the costs are shared for that between the employees and their and the employer. And there's premium support for small business employers. And so some of those key pieces of information on how we can support small businesses going forward. So we're just thrilled to be part of it.
I am, too. I swear to you, I did not think when I was putting this thing together to even call you and say, hey, let's find a way for AARP to partner with me to help put on Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. Come and talk to these business owners. I knew that at 52, I'm just starting out with my business, and a lot of the women in my circle, like you said, to your point, who are over 50, who have been in corporate America and who decided instead of fighting for a seat at the table, I'm going to build my own table. We have a talent, right? We have a skill set that, you know, proved to be needed in corporate America, and we're taking that and making it work for us, but we're not necessarily, Kathy, business owners. Like, you start talking about balance sheets and scaling and employees and paid family medical leave and secure choice. I'm a broadcaster. I just want to do my little podcast, right? But these are all things that I need to know if I'm going to have a successful and a productive business, if I'm going to grow and expand my business, and if I want to make sure I have something solid and a firm foundation to pass along to my children.
Yeah. And the other thing I should add is that we also have tremendous online resources. So if you go to AARP.org and just in that little search bar type in small business resources, we're really committed to elevating the success of minority owned businesses. So that online Small Business Resource Center, it includes a curated list of funding opportunities, programs and resources that can support Black and other minority owned businesses. And so I would encourage, beyond coming to Black Entrepreneurs Day on the Hill, if there's a small business, minority owned business owner out there, go to that online Small Business Resource Center on AARP.org, because there is just so much information that you can find to help you access some of those resources mm-hmm. that maybe have not been available to you in the past.
And thank you so much for making that available, for making it intentional. And that's what Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol is all about. It's about being intentional. It's about making sure that these stories are highlighted, that these concerns are addressed, that these struggles are explained so that some legislation can be passed, some political, some financial, and some social capital can be extended to people who have not traditionally gotten those opportunities. So, Kathy McClear, girl, I just, from the bottom of my toenail, Thank you so much for being there, for not only joining me in helping these businesses, but being actually a part of it, staying for the day, talking to the business owners, pointing them in the direction of the resources, giving them the information that they need to make better choices for their companies.
Well, we're really honored to be a part of it. So thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome.